Okay, good day. Today is August the 30th. It's almost 2 o'clock, 1:57 in the afternoon, and I'm here with Ashley Walls, Emporia Registrar. Mm-hmm. Mr. Burton, he's one of the electoral boards.
Yeah.
And Ms. Smalls, her deputy or assistant?
Assistant.
And we're here to interview. And I appreciate you showing up and being available for us to talk to you today. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me move ahead here. Okay, first we have a few general questions. What is your biggest concern about the upcoming election?
My biggest concern for the upcoming election is having enough poll workers to cover. We haven't had any issues with poll workers not being available, but it seems like with each election, the pool is just getting smaller. So we would love to have more citizens just willing to participate in being an officer of election.
Is that a routine thing when you have that? Most elections you have a hard time getting enough poll workers?
Yeah, and I kind of chunk it up to the smaller locality. But I think if the parties really helped recruit some of their members to come and work for us, I think it would help a lot.
Okay. Need more engagement from the local parties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That would be great.
Are there any other major concerns that you could think of?
No, that's really my only concern.
Okay. Question number three. Do you feel like you have the resources, the equipment, the personnel, and training needed to run an effective election in November?
Yes.
Okay. Question number five. The county election board is supposed to consist of two Democrats and a Republican under a Democrat governor. But in some cases, or some areas, boards have had trouble finding willing Republicans and have appointed an independent instead or another Democrat. What is the situation in this county?
Okay, so we have two Democrats and a Republican, and we are a city and not a county.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Question number six. What about the precinct staff? Are you able to have equal numbers of Democrats and Republicans?
No, we find it harder to find Republicans versus the Democrats to help.
How do you remedy that?
Well, there's really nothing that we can do. We can reach out to the parties and ask them for just names of people who they think would be effective poll workers, and we haven't received any.
Again, not enough engagement from the
right. And you know, the good thing about our poll workers, they are willing to represent and work for either party. Like if it's a Republican primary, they are willing to work. They're not, you know, strictly partisan. If, you know, Republicans need help or Democratic candidates need help, they're willing to step in for those primaries.
That's a pretty good resource.
I meant primaries, not candidates.
Okay. Do you need to take that?
No, you can answer, Karen.
Question number seven. Is the County Board of Elections engaged in your work year-round or mostly near elections?
I've heard an assistant, and she's doing interview right this moment. My question,
she got it. All right, so they're engaged year-round, and yeah, they're always available via phone, or they always stop by the office just to check on me and see what's new, what's going on.
Like Mr. Burton's doing today.
Yep.
That's good. It's a good working relationship.
And my name is
Kim. Keeping up, babe?
Yep.
Okay. Moving on. Thank you. Now a few questions on the voter roll. Question number eight. When was the last time the voter file in your county was scrubbed or cleaned?
I don't know about scrubbed and cleaned.
You might use a different word, purge or...
Okay, yeah, so they have a purge list that comes out after every federal election. So we do have our purge list, and we go through and check our poll purge list against what we have in our files and take out any who have been purged.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we keep kind of a record of that.
From the registrars we've interviewed and heard online that they've done that mostly in July of this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you've done it in July?
Yep.
Okay. Question number 9. Does the health department or the coroner or the Bureau of Vital Statistics send a list of deceased people to your office every month so they can be removed from the voter roll?
No.
No?
Yes.
Okay. If no, how often do they send a list?
So we get them in a system that we have in Bureau. They don't directly come to us from the health department.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I said they come in to us through Veris.
Veris?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Question number 10. When was the last time the clerk of court submitted a list of individuals who declined to serve on the jury duty on the basis of being a non-citizen?
I've never received that list.
Never received it?
Mm-hmm.
Not many have.
Yeah, is that kind of the,
yes.
It sounds like around the state?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a common thing. Question number 11. When was the last time you had access to the National Change of Address List or any other change of address list?
I don't know about a change of addresses. I know the state sends out their NCOA notices and then we get them back. So there's not really a running list. It's what is sent out from the state and then what comes back to us for people who have changed their address.
Okay, so you get it from the state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Question number 12. Are you confident that the voter file is accurate and up to date?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Question number 13. How many households in your locality have more than 7 individuals registered at the same address?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I
don't
know. It's not many. Yeah,
not many with 7 or more registered voters.
Y'all haven't come across it? No, never. And a lot of times people come in to vote absentee as a household, so the most we've ever had was like 4. So I've never seen a household with more than 7.
What about senior living or elderly homes? Would that apply to that?
No, I don't think so because it's not like a family residence, if that makes sense.
Okay. Question number 14. During registration, how do you verify that voters are citizens?
That's an interesting question. Has that been the consensus too? Like, that's
an yeah. There's been a constant answer.
Okay, what's the answer been? Not that I'm going to steal the answer.
It's easy. They say they put a check in the box when they do their
DMV. So that's what I was kind of thinking. Well, they verify themselves on the affidavit on the application that they are citizens, and there's no double checking or proofing that I'm able to do on my end.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Moving on. Concerns were raised across the country about the accuracy and integrity of voting machines in the 2020 elections. Question 15. There are 3 types of voting machines used in Virginia. Can you tell me which machines you use?
Yes, we use a DS-200.
Is that a Dominion DS-200?
No.
DS-200
is election software and systems.
ESNS?
ESNS. Mm-hmm.
ESNS. Okay.
See, I didn't think you would know the acronym, so I gave the whole name.
Yeah. Thank you. I do need help a lot. Question number 16. Who calibrates the voting machines, and can you please explain the process?
Yeah, so we do our LNA logic and accuracy testing through a third-party vendor, PrintElect.
PrintElect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you invite party representatives to witness this calibration?
Yes.
Okay. Do they show up?
No. I've been registered for 6 years. I've had someone come to witness once. That was my first election.
Only one election out of 6 years that either a Democrat or Republican came to witness an LNA test?
Mm-hmm.
Only once?
Once.
Okay. See, these kind of interviews can go a long way to saying, hey, poking these guys, y'all need to get involved and help you out, right? Question number 18. Are voting machines ever connected to the internet?
No.
No. Okay. Moving on. Many changes in election procedures were introduced in response to the COVID pandemic, and some people have argued that these changes weakened the integrity of the election process. As question number 19, as an election professional, do you think that the changes made in the election process in Virginia in response to COVID have weakened election integrity, strengthened election integrity, or made no change in election integrity?
I think it's strengthening election integrity. And, well, you didn't ask for a reason why, so we don't have
if you want to expand, feel free.
No, I think because it really opened the doors for, and I know this sounds weird in the pandemic, but more voters called in and asked about the process. So a lot of them just didn't know the process, and because of the pandemic and they had to switch up their routine of voting,
mm-hmm.
they called and learned more about the process. So I think it strengthened the election integrity.
Forced them to ask and understand before they came to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Question number 20. Did you receive any funding or in-kind contributions for training staff or voter education or equipment or any other purpose from outside the state of Virginia?
No.
Okay. Question number 21. Effective July 1st, 2021, Senate Bill 1097 eliminated requirements for voters to have a witness signature on absentee ballots for any election during a declared state of emergency. The governor has now rescinded the state of emergency. How are you training your staff to ensure that there is a signature match for the upcoming elections?
A signature match for the voters. The person who fills out. I just want to make sure mm-hmm. we're on the same accord.
Yes, ma'am.
So in our system, there, the voter signatures are inside of Vera, so we make sure we look at the signatures to kind of to compare and contrast the signatures. And we can tell if there's a significant difference, but we are not handwriting experts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I just want to put that on record.
Yeah, my handwriting changes from day to day.
Yeah.
So is it you personally that does that, or do you have a staff that does that, or?
No, so you are looking at the staff, the two of us.
So y'all do this?
Yes.
So you don't have a whole bunch of help.
Okay.
We play all of the roles.
Question that we've been doing for 6 years, so you must be doing a great job.
Thank you.
Question number 22. There's a lot of concern in Virginia and across the country about the security and integrity of the ballot drop boxes. What are the chain of custody procedures for ballot drop boxes here in Emporia City?
So we only have one ballot drop box that's not in our building. We have one on the outside of the parking lot. And it is a locked ballot box that is only open during election season and where our office is open. In the mornings, we check the box, and in the evening, we check the box and ensure that it's locked.
Okay. Question number 23. Was there any time during the last election cycle when your drop boxes did not have video monitoring?
Yeah, it doesn't have video monitoring.
It doesn't have video monitoring, okay. Question number 24. Who, since you don't have video monitoring, question number 24 is not applicable. All right, moving on. To strengthen public confidence in the integrity of elections, we hope to expand our observation efforts and have a few questions about election pages or nonpartisan observers and party observers. Question 25. Would you provide training and support or designate us to provide training and support when an election day page program is described in Election Code 24.2604.3.
I would not designate you all to provide training and support. If we were to ever use pages, we would provide training and support.
Okay.
So y'all don't use pages?
No.
Bless you. Question number 26. Would you authorize nonpartisan election observers with the same rights as party representatives, as described in Section 24.2, Tax 604.5A.
Would I authorize them to do what?
To have the same rights as party representatives.
Oh, No.
No, okay. Question number 27. Would you authorize international nonpartisan observers from recognized election monitoring organizations?
No.
Okay. Question number 28. Have your local party chairs been notified that they are entitled to send observers to your office each day it is open and receiving in-person absentee ballots?
Yes.
Do they come?
No.
Seems to be a trend. Question number 29. Do you have a publication that you provide to your election officials regarding rights and responsibilities of observers?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And 29B is no longer. Okay, so thank you. The survey is complete now. We deeply appreciate your time today and look forward to keeping in touch as we go through the 2021 state elections. If you have any additional questions, I sent you an email. You can reply. You have my emails on my phone number's on the email. You can call me, and I'll help you out as much as I can.
Okay.
And this will complete the interview.
Okay.
Okay.
Now the next question is about me, so can I ask that to you?
Yeah, you certainly can.
All right.
I have no, you're excellent. You're the best one I've done so far.
Great.
Okay. And I'm very much of your time.
Oh, you're welcome.